broadcasting the Webcomic Beacon.
Welcome to episode 18 of the Webcomic Beacon. I'm Fess.
And I'm Danya.
And I'm Aaron.
And this week we're talking about guest art and guest strips. And let's see, I forgot how this came up, but Aaron and I, after like, you know, something like five episodes ago, we just kind of like stayed on, and then we talked for like 50 minutes on guest strips and guest art and all this other stuff, and I was going to like splice together, put it for a show, in which I was planning to be somewhere else right now, but ended up not. And so I figured, hey, let's get Tanya on the show, let's do it all over, and do we even know what was the starter point? I don't know.
People just getting and receiving guest art, asking for it, not asking for it, what they expect, etc.
Right. And one thing that you were mentioning, I think, on one other show, I think it was during an open forum, you said you were kind of upset when people didn't put the guest art that they even may have shown nowhere else. You can't find it ever again once it's gone off the main page. It's like they don't archive it at all.
Yeah, in fact, I'm looking, and they still don't have it up there anywhere.
No, this is different. If it was never produced,
if they didn't
produced,
ask for it, then yeah. I don't care. But they asked for it. It was a favor, and there was like no warning. The dude's like, I don't want to say anything that's going to give away who it was, but they had basically a family emergency, and they're like, I need guest comics like today.
Wow.
Crazy.
And I made him one and them up one, and it was up there for like a couple days, and then it's gone.
It just never happened. Just disappeared.
Yeah. And actually a couple of my buddies made some form too. They were way better than mine, and they're gone. It's like, what are you doing, man? And he's since came back and started his episodes up. And
I mean, it's not like they have to be put into the main, you know, previous next archive system. I mean, there can be an entire separate
page. Yeah, I don't
want
it to interrupt their storyline.
Which some people do. They do leave the guest stuff in the line. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, depending on, you know, if you're doing it on Drunk Duck or Comic Genesis, it really, you know, can't be avoided if you're using one of those systems, really.
Right.
I know some places, I think they move it to like I think Magical Misfits has a second Drunk Duck account just for extra stuff, which, I guess is a roundabout way of how to do it, but no, it's like,
it's a lot easier when you have your own site. You know, I just moved it over to the guest art section. Mm-hmm. And I only did that when someone complained that it was...
Sorry.
No. That isn't what I mean. I had always intended on putting it back. I used to have them in the regular archives. And then somebody sent me an email and said that it was... I believe the word they used was tacky. to interrupt the storyline with these other strips. And
see,
then go
I
back.
I didn't bug you about it because after your site blew that first time, I wasn't going to hassle you about it anymore, because you'd been through enough hell.
Yeah.
But you still do it.
Up.
Not with guest strips, but like your little notepad things.
Wait, what?
No, okay. She doesn't. They're on separate, those are separate. Oh.
Where am I going to find this? Okay, oh man, I don't know where I'm
going to
find
this. Oh, no. That's, they're, this is why. Those aren't separate. I update, I have three different comics, basically. One updates Mondays, one updates Wednesdays, and one updates Fridays.
Oh, there it is. I can't find anyone's thing unless I really look through it. It was
you, have
you
to
having,
go
like,
through...
naked bookmark, naked, like partially naked wallpaper every single time now.
Yeah, it's just a thing. It's actually going to go through next month, and then I'm done.
Oh, well, why are you going to stop?
Well, I can only think of so many, believe it or not, partially naked, ideas.
I'm looking through my whole...
You need submissions.
I need submissions for partially naked ideas.
I'm looking through your pull down menu, and it's like shows all your stuff in a row. Is your previous all marked like that too?
No. Okay. What I would have to do to make it to where when you go back, you only see, you know, Dear Diary strips, or you only see Betapone strips, is actually put in three separate auto updaters. Mm-hmm. And
you have to have three summary C's, and then you have to have three navigation buttons, which you can't do on the front page, which means you have to rotate them. And so even though
which
everybody
makes me
wants
cry.
That,
is this
it
automated?
Makes me cry.
Is this all automated?
Yes.
You guys
it's automated.
Are so advanced, because you know what I do?
So
I do freaking raw HTML. And
I used to do that.
Front Page Express. The built-in Microsoft Front Page Express.
Yeah.
I do everything
I used
by
to do
now.
It in Notepad.
Nice.
I would rewrite my HTML in Notepad every single update, and it took me an extra half an hour. And I don't have that kind of time. And so I stopped.
Every time I change the layout of the site, I go through each and every single one of those archived pages, and I change everything.
That's why I switched to summary C.
Yeah, but I have no idea.
And
how
it's
to
a brilliant.
Use that.
It's a brilliant thing. I mean, I absolutely recommend it. But to put in three of them and figure out the button arrangements, it's not going to happen. I'm just not going to do it. Which is why when you do the pull down archive, I have it prefaced at the beginning. Like I have Dear Diary and then a dash and then the name of the comic, or Betapone and the dash and the name of the comic. So at least you know. I don't know. I did the best I could.
Do you know the site for
don't
that?
Don't mess with me.
Do you know the
what?
Site? Do you know the site for that?
Yeah, it's
Oh, it's convoluted.
It's http://summaryc.mostpopularcomic.com. But the problem is that the guy's forum blew, and he could not recover any of it, and so all the stuff that got me and Tanya running is gone.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay, that won't help.
Well, it's I can help you set it up if you want.
Yeah, let Aaron do it, because I'll cry.
Do you guys have any of the source code or any of the stuff that he had on there? Because we can upload it to the
I mean, you can still download Summary C from him. You just can't see any of the FAQ or any of the how-tos.
Okay. Yeah.
Those
and
are all
back
gone.
Up, but his form's back up, but it's blank.
Yeah. But he is very helpful. You can always email him. And he was very nice to me when I begged.
We'll stick that in the show notes and maybe approach it later when we can get
and maybe actually talk about guest strips.
Yeah, get more guest strips.
What we probably ought to do, Fez, is probably have a whole show in regards to navigation, because there's a million ways of doing it.
Auto updaters and HTML. And
but right now we're on guest comics.
Right now we're talking about guest comics and the etiquette thereof.
Yeah. You had a solicited guest comic. That should I think that should definitely be somewhere findable on the site.
Yeah.
Yep, for more than at least a couple days.
Yeah. There should be a permalink somewhere.
I know.
As far as when people just go ahead and send things in if they show it on their site at any point, it should be somewhere on their site. Now if they never show it, well that's something else completely. They may
Send me something out of the blue. That's up to my discretion as to whether or not I post it somewhere. I would think, it could be horrible, horribly inappropriate, or, completely misrepresents my characters, or, whatever reason I have. But if I ask you for it?
Right.
Yeah. Actually, I think even if you ask for it, I think as long as you never show it in the first place, I think you should still be able to axe it if you want.
Yeah. Now, there was an issue actually with Scott Kurtz, and I want to say Frank Cho, but I'm not sure who it was, where someone had done a guest strip for him that his wife found inappropriate and a bunch of readers found inappropriate, and I think he eventually pulled it. And so, I mean, I can understand where there would be situations where, but for the most part, if it was acceptable and you put it on the site, you should keep it around. They did you a favor. Yeah.
A huge favor.
That takes time. Yeah.
You see, Ardra got, it was like part of like an April Fool's mixer. You know, put your name in a hat and you draw somebody else's thing. No,
that's
I should actually get the actual person. I think it was. I don't read his comic, and that's not because. Well, I didn't really like the comic as it was, and then I kind of like lost touch with a lot of people from the webcomic list because I really haven't gone on there.
Yeah.
In a long time. Where is it? That was in the guest strips. Oh yeah, it was a guest strip. Ardor only has 4 100% guest strips, which means they also wrote it. Jason has also had a bunch of people draw for something he's written.
Right.
So there's been guest artists. We have 4 guest strips. One of them.
Mine's
was,
one of them.
Yeah, and one of them was drawn and written by Jerome Williams, or however you're supposed to say his name, of Charles and Henry,
mm-hmm.
which is cah.sitesled.com. I'll put it in the show notes. And when we got it, it had 3 panels in which we had to edit to change because it went beyond the rating of the comic.
Uh-oh.
And it contained behavior of my furry self character acting in a way I would never act. It got a little violent, and he's from the UK, and the context of how it was set up, I guess, was of a type of comedy style that's of the UK, so it was kind of culturally based. So we contacted him and said we got to edit this bit because of all these things, and he was, you know, okay with that, and he kind of understood, so we kind of edited it a bit, so it worked. Well, that's like the only time. Otherwise, I don't like to touch people's stuff, but that's one example. Then another example on PSI, a main comic. I told Aaron this last time, but this is why we're re-recording there and everything. there was this. Okay, it was unsolicited. I think he tried to post it in the chat box, but he emailed it to me, and it was very inappropriate. It had me and him, I guess, doing something fairly inappropriate sexually and violently. It just didn't make any sense to me. And it's like, I was like being real nice about it. I was like, I appreciate that you did this, but it's really not something I would want to show on the site, and I think it's kind of inappropriate. But thanks anyway. But
no.
But yeah, and I kind of just left it at that, and I didn't really get anything back from him. So I kind of got the feeling it was someone just testing me, see what I'm going to do. Because I haven't heard from him again. But
it's the girl in me, but I would find that a little threatening.
What do I say to
you should
not
have checked,
exasperate the situation?
Fez, you should have seen if that comic came from like prison or something.
I don't know. It was like
Stalker USA.
Yeah.
Nice.
But that is one that I did not show, and it doesn't exist anywhere where I have it. I'm guessing he still has it somewhere. It might still be somewhat findable on the internet if he had like a file storage, something or other. But I do not know where it is. I do not have a copy of it. Otherwise,
that kind of goes into my next thing, which is that I think people shouldn't post a guest comic they're going to do for you on any public board. I think it should be from them to you, and then it ends there. Unless you ask them to rework it, or you ask if it's okay. Because, the one that Wayward Robot did for me, he actually sent it to me, and there was a typo.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, hey, dude, I wouldn't change anything about it. It's cool, but do you want to fix this typo? In, 5 minutes, he had it back to me, But I think sometimes, on webcomic list, people will post in there their guest submissions before the other person even has a chance to say yay or nay, and you're using other people's characters. It's like what if that had happened to Fez, but someone had posted it in webcomic list? That's almost like harassment or some kind of
something.
Well,
and it's very individual to the comic too. I mean, I got I got guest art from Brian Patrick of Akimbo Comics that is literally me and a therapist sitting on toilets with our panties around our ankles. It's hilarious and beautiful, and I love it. It would be horribly, horribly, horribly inappropriate for almost any other comic. So, you know, to understand that your sense of humor isn't necessarily the sense of humor of the person you're sending it to. You kind of have to be sensitive to those things. And like where Fess was saying, you know, it was possibly culturally appropriate. I'm not sure where violent sexual bizarreness is culturally appropriate. But,
prison appropriate? Maybe.
I got an example of what we're kind of talking about. Because some people make fan strips, and which may never see the light of day on the actual person's site.
Yes.
The guy who does, what is it, Masters of the Art.
Yes.
This year and last year for April Fool's, he did like a mock as, you know, doing it in another person's style. Last year was Penny Arcade, very convincingly, actually.
Oh,
yeah,
beautiful.
I remember that.
This year was Questionable Content, not as convincing because, I don't know, maybe he just wasn't going to put the effort in as much and piss people off. But it still looked really good, and he kind of kept the same joke going. But, you know, but that's kind of completely different because that's like a spoof thing, and it's also a joke.
Right.
I have that Jenny Everywhere comic that I'm doing that was supposed to supplement the Crossover Wars, which I will be finishing up this month. I took Dinosaur Comics.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote the whole thing out. All the words are mine, and the only thing different visually is that the little person,
uh-huh.
I made a Jenny Everywhere.
Oh, awesome!
Now this was supposed to be a suggested. It could be a crossover if you really wanted. If he wanted to host it or be like a fan strip on his site that related to my comic. I did talk to him, and he said he was going to put it on his site somewhere, but it just never happened. It could be scattering. I'm not going to bother him about it, but you know, I could look through my emails. And so I think I could just go ahead and post it and say this is a fan strip I did. It didn't go on his site. What if I do that? I mean, if I go ahead and say that I did this, it's inspired by this. But
I wouldn't do it unless he posted it on his site because, like, for example, Wayward Robot posted the guest comic he did for me on his site. But when Dumb Bum did his for me, he just put up a link to mine. So I think it's another one of those things where they need to agree. Like, yes, I like this. Yes, I will put it up. And then I think it has to be like a mutual agreement.
But it's
otherwise
a parody.
I
mean, if I'm not saying stick it in the main line. I'm like saying, go ahead and stick it in. If it should be, I mean, I'm arguing that it should be fine for me to post this in my like extras section. This is, and then you know, clearly say, you know, this is entirely, you know, I entirely did this. You know, I got inspired to do this. You know, he had nothing to you know do with it, so it's not like.
Right.
I mean, it's not like I'm putting it in the stuff, in line with the regular strip.
I think at that point it comes down to if for some reason he complained, you would be compelled to take it down.
Oh, yeah.
But until then, I don't think there's anything wrong with having it up. I mean, it's you're not publishing it in a public forum. You're not, you know, making a big deal out of it and drawing attention to it. And, you know, it's you're not pimping it on its own, just putting it in an extra section. So I wouldn't think that there's any betrayal there. I got an email last week from Thomas Overbeck of I can't remember the name. Times Like This, and he said you know he'd really like to do one where Janine and John come and take over the time machine, and would that be okay? And I thought yeah that's awesome, but it was cool of him to ask. Because that's going to be in his main archive. That's going to, you know, right there on the front page is his April Fool's comic. So, you know, that was appropriate.
Is it
Because
it's
right there on the front.
Is it canon or is it like a non-canon one-off?
Well, it's his April 1st comic.
Okay.
So, yeah, you know, it's the Fool's Day comic. Whether or not he keeps it in the archive, I don't know. He may. But because that's going to be on the front page, you know, it was cool to get that permission to use my characters. But if you're sticking it in an extras and it's a clear parody, I don't know. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Well, it's
I have the email right here. Ryan North says, "Sweet, thanks. A link to this in my next update." I was referring to strip 39, in which I reference. I have a dinosaur foot coming down on top of his head, so I had permission to cameo. Everyone in the Jenny Everywhere comic, I've had permission to cameo or crossover with, including using the foot of the dinosaur from Dinosaur Comics.
Right.
I did send him a copy of the pixelated version, like I've been telling you about here to him. You know, he never did link to it. I'm guessing just, you know, stuff happened and he totally forgot, but I mean, as long as I put it in my extras and clearly state, you know, I did this, you know, it's just, you know, fun. Do you agree that that'd be okay for me?
You have permission.
Well, I have permission for the cameo, and the actual permission for the other thing is not as clear, I should say.
I wouldn't post it. I don't post any guest art that I do for anybody.
Well, it's not guest art in this case.
On their front
page. Yeah, it's a parody because he didn't do guest art. It never went up on the Dinosaur Comics page.
Yeah, it's parody, yeah. And as long as I'm clear in stating this, I'm saying it should be okay. And it's funny. Here, I'm going to link it to you guys, and
okay.
But I think this is a good time to take a quick little break, and when we come back, we should talk more.
The Webcomic Beacon is proud to be an affiliate of The Geek Media. TheGeekMedia.com has a number of geek-related websites, podcasts, and blogs for you to check out. Check out TheGeekMedia.com.
Webcomic Beacon is hosted by Zephyr.net. Free hosting for free thinkers.
No.
All right. Now that we just missed the funniness, we're back.
Oh, I can't believe you weren't recording that.
It's the mystery.
Yeah. So that's our private little joke.
You'll have to pretend that something hilarious just went down.
That's right.
Okay.
Unbelievable, Fez.
All right. So we got guest strips. We've mostly been talking about, solicited. Like in the web, I don't know how it works with other webcomic communities, but in the webcomic list, it's not uncommon to see somebody make a post requesting, guest strips or
like
something.
Aaron.
Yeah.
Yay.
And. You know, and I think on the webcomic list, I mean, I think everybody there is kind of on the same page as far as, you know, how things, you know, go about. And I really owe lots of people guest art because of all the stuff that they submitted to Ardra when I stopped drawing. It's like, I think I owe everyone something at least, but it's like, I can't think of anything on my own. And I should probably get Jason to help me, but, you know, he's had other stuff to worry about too, and I've had stuff to worry about. And
yeah,
I got to stop committing to things.
You know, and this actually brings me to a little sin of mine is, you know, when you've told somebody that you'll do guest art, and then you kind of wait 3 weeks before you give it to them.
Nice.
I got one up on you.
I just did that to you, actually. I did this to Aaron. I'm still working on it, but it's coming.
For a really good. I'm sorry.
What?
Go.
I was going to say, for a really, really good guest comic, it does take me about 3 weeks.
It's taken a while, yeah. Well, writing it took a while. And then I'm also doing one for Nate of Jazz and Jess, and his is late, too. So at least it's not just you.
I got you guys beat. If you go to ardracomic.com,
uh-huh.
You'll see, you know, this is April Fool's. This may not be here when this show airs. But there is a black and white four-panel strip that has Ardra and Charles from the webcomic Camp Calamine, done by R.H.
Yeah.
Jr.
Yeah.
It links to a strip that he did where he has Eileen and Lenore in a strip with, I forget her name. I think it's Mary something, or Mary Rose or something like that.
Cool.
Who's one of the counselors. And this, he actually did this like over 6 months ago. So you can see how much I dropped the ball on that. The thing is that I was waiting for an opportune moment in which to incorporate it somewhat into, this is when I was the artist of Ardra.
Mm-hmm.
It never came up, and then eventually I got this idea to do this entire arc related about the girls going to Camp Calamine, and then, you know, it was going to be a, like a 10-strip arc. Well, that never got off the ground, because then we started Jason and I started doing the Christmas arc, which I never finished either. And then Trevor had come back and started doing the art again.
Yeah.
And it's like, and you know, he's been really good. So it's like, I'm not doing anything anymore. It's like, then like today, April 1st, I go and I check Camp Calamine. Lo and behold, here's a strip I almost completely forgot about. It's like, oh my God, I'm such a dick. So I, after that, I took like 3 hours of my time just like hauling my ass to try to make a strip to go with it, and there it is, and I wedged it.
Yay.
I wedged it into the main storyline because I allowed like 5 spaces between the end of the non-complete arc that I didn't finish and when Trevor started. So I wedged it in there so that I can go back and finish the other one. So it's in the main storyline. It's a crossover April Fools. I wish I could do a better job, but I need to mention it on the Beacon because I totally dropped the ball. So go check out Camp Calamine at rhjunior.com/cc. Or all of his other stuff. So there. Sorry. So there you go. Responsibility.
So dropping the ball is a plague. Is the way that works, is that
yes.
we all, I think, do it to some extent. And I know I did an entire guest month, and Aaron certainly helped me out in abundance. I think you gave me more guest strips than anyone else. And
because I got a little
panicky, though, toward the end, because a couple of people would be like, no, you'll have it tomorrow for a couple of weeks. And, you know, I was like, well, tomorrow left, and it's still not here, and you don't want to say anything because you know that they're doing you a favor, and
I'm sorry. I was just thinking, yours was so fun to do because I was reading your comics and how you're always like doing your thing, and I thought, what if my character sat there and just like did that all day? and that's how I came up with one of the ones that you ended up with, because he's there trying to talk, you know, trying to monologue, but can't. So, but definitely, if I ever did one for you again, it would be with your character. But I was having fun because, like, what if my character acted like Tanya?
That's another thing I want to approach. When you got guest art and guest strips,
mm-hmm.
What if people do a lot? They use their own characters.
Yeah.
Should this be typically avoided?
I always ask.
I ask now. I didn't used to. Although, Tanya, I think I did ask you if it was okay to use
you did.
Your own character.
Yeah, and I said, hey, anything is awesome. I always ask if a crossover is appropriate.
It's a cameo.
A cameo is appropriate.
Oh,
you are correct.
Dear.
No, but he's right, you know.
crossovers when both people do it.
Right. A cameo is where you're appearing in someone else's universe.
Yeah.
I think it's polite to ask. I just... especially if it's something that people may be keeping in their regular storyline for whatever reason, in their regular archive.
Right.
And a lot of comics don't have that blog under the comic, under every comic. Mm-hmm. And so people would be completely lost. They would have no idea, why this suddenly popped up, this character nobody recognizes. And you are kind of playing with the assumption. It's almost like pimping your own work.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like, hey, come see my comic too. And,
actually, it's a real opportunity. That's why I tried it, my comic so well. When it's going to be on others, because it is. Not only do you want to make the other person look good and feel comfortable with having something that looks half decent up on their site, but at the same time, it's like, you want them to click that link if, and this is another part of the topic, the person actually decides to pimp you at all
right.
in their little blog area. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
I didn't even get a link for one of these that I did.
Oh, yeah, that's happened
that's
to me
harsh.
Too.
And it's like I should have put the link on the comic itself. Because that's totally fine if you put it down there with the little copyright thing. A link mm-hmm. there is totally fine. I totally didn't do that. He didn't mention the link at all. And it's like,
that's
come on. And I kind of wish I could take it back and say, no, you can't have it anymore. Because he didn't really do it for anybody. It's like not in his news post. It's like, he didn't even mention that the guest strips were really going that much. But I don't know. So, no, I do things differently. And the first strip that I'd ever did that was supposed to be a sort of like a guest comic or mm-hmm. it was totally unsolicited. She was like, you know, she was obviously doing stuff of people that she knew, which is, you know, this is when I first started webcomicking. So I'm trying to get this really, really terrible. This is like the 10th comic I drew or something. I don't know. And it has my characters prevalent in it. And it's like, I look back, I don't know, boy, I was being a little selfish ass. It's like, it was actually in my main archive line. Then I kind of like thought about, you know what? I never got permission. I shouldn't put it in. I'm not 100% sure that I even have it in my extras, but it might be. But I did take it out of my main line. And I should mention the comic was DMFA, which is Dan and Mab's Free Adventures. And because I try to make pride that all my stuff is with permission, and that wasn't. So I took it out. Because she never posted it, and it's like I looked at it again. Boy, man, what the heck was I thinking?
Do you remember in those old? You only find these books at like doctor's offices now.
Mm-hmm.
But it would have like the twin boys, and one boy always did
Rufus
the right
and
thing, and one yeah.
That's Highlights magazine.
Highlights
magazine. That's what this entire conversation is. Aaron's like the absolute good brother.
Thank you.
Fez, unfortunately, you were
he's
his
like
mirror.
Why does everybody say Fez?
You know what? It's that Colorado accent. I can't help it. I swear that's an S.
It's an S.
Yes, and it's my Washingtonian accent from calling everyone an asshole on the road.
I do say Fez. I really have to slow down that S sound to make it sound S-y.
Jeez.
Otherwise, it's Fez. Fez. You know, y'all come down. This is Colorado.
When I first got online in the community, it was at thegamingrevolution.com. It's obviously a gaming forum. They'd bust my balls all the time and call me Fez, even though I utterly hated it because of that 70s show. I am not anything like Fez. But it's on the internet, and people are going to call you what they will.
Sometimes much worse.
Yeah.
Frankly, you got off easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I call you Fez.
Well, okay.
Okay, so I was going to jump like topics really quick and say I think we have a great community on Webcomic List for guest comics.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it before anywhere with people so willing to help sometimes complete strangers out that just hop on, read an archive, and whip something out that's actually pretty close or sometimes sadly better. Which is, in my case, I usually end up with better things than my own comic now. But
yeah, I freaked when Ed from Geek Tragedy did one for me because I adore his comic so much and I love his artwork. And I was so happy to get it and then was so sad to see it. So much better than anything I will ever produce. It makes me cry a little, but yeah. The webcomic list has been awesome.
Well, and then I'm sending you both, like, really quick. I got it wasn't a guest comic, but it was guest art from Matt Sandbrook,
mm-hmm.
which is the guy that does what's the comic called? Do-do-do, Chip Shop.
Hey, that's pretty cool looking.
That's... Yeah, and I was like, okay, I wish I could draw like that.
Well, that took a lot of time, I'm sure, looking at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But still, it's like, that kicked my ass, just looking at it. Because he got the eyes right, and everything was just amazing. It's like, okay, that was a little humbling. But it's like, that's like, that's the web comic list. That's what you get, you know?
Yeah.
I should do that awesome. More often. I thought sometimes it's like, you know what? I should just do guest stuff. Just like go everywhere and just like draw something. It's like, then I don't have to worry about any of my own responsibilities and commitments. Then I could just like, you want something? I got nothing else to do. There you go. Because it's fun, you know. Sometimes it's really, really fun.
What I've learned is
a decent archive.
Yeah, so that you have somewhere to go. But I have learned so much by, you know, attempting to imitate someone else's character.
Right.
Totally. I've learned more that way than, I mean, you know, trying to draw someone else's character for them, you know, doing guest art or doing guest strips.
Absolutely.
So much about art. It's absolutely brilliant.
I think you help the other person too, because then they go, oh, I guess it does kind of look like that in a way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like almost every single person does Future Paladin's eyes differently. And
I noticed that.
And if Negation hadn't done Future Paladin with the flaming eyes like ages ago, when I did Meta Paladin, I would have never thought to do his eyes that way.
Yeah.
I guess I never understood the eyes. I always thought he's like blinking
vapor.
A lot.
He's a water element paladin, and it's water vapor coming out of his eyes and hammer. And if it was a fire paladin, it would be fire. And when there's like the Valentine paladin, it's a little hard.
I just keep looking at it. It looks like he's like winking a lot, or he's like.
They're not action lines, no.
Yeah.
And there's an ice paladin, and he's got ice coming out of his eyes, and I'm not sure about the rest. I have a bunch of Valentine paladin.
I'm sending you guys my first unsolicited fan art. And I was like, dude, that's sweet. I look like Van Gogh a little bit, but
wow.
Yeah, her name is Rosa, and she's also hosted on Zephyr.net. She's at fantasus.zephyr.net, and it's kind of like a personal art site. It's really cool stuff, and it's like I was so like giddy and happy. He's like, yay! Somebody's like,
I feel
really
good.
Yay! Something that's not creepy.
Yay! Yay! Something that's not a bizarre veiled rape threat. Woohoo! Yeah.
Well, it's like you're going through your mail. It's like more prison mail. Toss, toss, toss.
Oh, jeez. I mean, I appreciate the interest. Oh, man. I love unsolicited stuff. There's another one that Corey Messer of plushandblood.com did. He took... Fess and Ernst, and he drew them like in his style, of course, but he made them look like badass. Sending you guys the link now.
Okay.
And this is like totally unsolicited. He had the way he runs his forums, he sometimes has like contests in which you draw his characters. So it's not like, so this is like, it's like very solicited, like, you know, guest art and such. You know, he gives away like video games to the winners or something like that because he's like in an industry somehow or whatever. And he has like lots of contests, draw the characters this way or have them doing this or draw them as if they were real, you know, because they're, you know, plushed animals.
Plushed animals, yeah.
Yeah, so. And so he, you know, I think I won one of his. Yeah, I did. And I, you know, I submitted a bunch of other stuff, and he kind of like out of the blue did something for PSI, did something for Ardra, and it's like that's like the coolest high when you get like somebody unsolicited stuff is like the best.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
So, well, I guess we all agree.
yeah,
nothing
I
more
can't
to say.
It's the
well, okay.
most flattering thing that can happen, basically.
Yeah.
Before we wrap anything up, I'm terrified that we'll finish before I get to say this, but someone is doing something very good with guest strips, and that's the Guest Strip Project, which you can find at moovok.co.uk bunch of other stuff. We'll put the link.
I'm trying to type it.
/esp/index.php.
Yes, there we go. Okay. Yep. But it's the Guest Trip Project. Everything benefits the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And twice a week for an entire year, they're going to do nothing but guest art. So the entire comp is going to be made of guest art. And
I had an idea to do this.
Well, it's too late, and it's going to the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
They beat me in Fest to this. I was thinking the same thing when I saw this today. I was like, oh, someone beat us to it. So
that's, yeah.
But it's for a good cause.
It's a very good cause. It's the same people that did the kids book project last year.
Wait, how does this work? Do they start with like a strip and then everyone is basically like you tell somebody, you whisper in somebody else's ear and they whisper in somebody else's ear and it's just the entire...
Well, you're going to go back and, you know, when it's your turn, basically what's going to happen is that you'll get the email saying, okay, your guest comic is due in 4 days. You have 4 days to complete it. You submit it. And what you do to come up with your idea is go back through the other guest comics that have been submitted. So Christopher Baldwin started the whole thing off, mm-hmm. and that's going to be the basis. So this storyline is just going to evolve with every new artist and every new writer. So, I mean, it should be really interesting to see where it ends up. It should be challenging for all the artists that contribute. And all the advertising and all the donations that go to the site do go to the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
If they get all the names in the first panel. Man, that sounds really, really cool.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, Aaron and I were kind of talking about something like this before. I was like, dang it. Yeah. Now it's going to be unoriginal and not cool.
No, I'm sure they were listening to our idea and decided.
In secret.
They stole
it. But if you go to the link and you click, if you're interested in contributing to the project, you go to the link, click the contact button, and just send him a quick email letting him know that you're interested in giving him some idea what you do.
I'll see if I can try to get him on the show.
Oh, wait, okay, Tawny, that you would actually be awesome. Do you actually have to get past some kind of screening? Do you have to have a webcomic to do this?
I don't know how he's screening.
They will not let Evil Couch do it.
Huh?
Evil Couch will not be allowed.
It would end with somehow your mom.
Your mama. In my email, I just said, you know, yeah, I'm very interested, and I gave a link to the comic, you know, here's what I do. I understand if you think I suck and you don't want me part of it, but it would be cool.
I think that's what I'll do too then.
Yeah, and totally he said right. I was accepted, and I'll get an email someday saying you've got 4 days, and that's a little terrifying, but...
you've got 4 days.
It's like more music.
I'm gonna put a link to them under our promotion for this week. You know, I'll probably take the other webcomic podcasts down and put that up there.
Very cool.
Cycle that through. Sweet. Well, let's see, I think we're at the end of our show today. Well, the end of our section. We still got another third of the show to do, but I think we covered everything pretty well.
Awesome.
Not really. We sidetracked a lot.
Like someone yelled boobies and we'll just move on.
Moving on. We're going to take a quick break. Stupid. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll figure out something else to close the show off with. All right. I don't know I can't do this. Okay. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Would you like to get involved with the Beacon? Just send to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com.
And we're back. And a couple of announcements this week. Gorillamatic at gorillamatic.com. The whole site turns officially 5 years old today.
Hooray.
And on Gorillamatic, I don't think I've really read too much on Gorillamatic, but I know we've had a couple of sites mentioned from there, and of course you can see, I can't even read that.
Gypsy from John Peters is on Gorillamatic.
Galaxian had a milestone mentioned on here. Hold My Life, I think, was reviewed. I think Diana reviewed it. 5-star by the wayside, Pressing Dawn. Several sites. Pitched as? Female friendly online comics anthology. 5 years old with a contributor list that goes over the years, including Dylan McConis, Raina Telgemeier. I cannot pronounce these names. Shannon Garrity, Spike, and Leah Hernandez, to name a few. So go to gorillamatic.com and check some of the stuff out there. I think something that we should do is, I think on the Webcomic Beacon, and since we haven't been really having any interviews, what if we try to do a little showcases of different webcomic communities?
Okay.
Try to get spokespeople, go to Gorillamatic and see if there's anybody who wants to come on the show talk about Gorillamatic or the webcomic list is more of like a forum community. There's no Point Runner unless we get Ash on, but he's not very active in there. Isn't Ash working on Webcomic Z? Because that site is so similar to the webcomic list.
I don't know.
But I thought he was working on something else, but
I didn't actually know that existed.
I'm going to go to Comics Genesis, get some Comics Genesis people on. Drunk Duck. What do you guys
Hide
think?
Hide Art. I could get someone from Hide Art. Yeah.
What do you think about like Community Showcase?
Yeah.
Cool. I'll make a note.
I'm looking for another one because that actually kind of jogged my memory. Because it'd be cool. What if we could get somebody from Dark Horse on?
Yeah, get some people. I think
now you're talking comics.
Cinema Comics. Cinema Comics. Yeah. I've talked to him before. I wonder if he would get on.
Cool.
That's something we can do.
Cinema Comics.
Also, people who are listening right now, or not listening.
Don't up entirely. Come back.
we're gonna try to pin down a new day of the week to record a show, and we're gonna try to set up a talk show account in which people can listen live while we record, and especially on our open forum days, we can call the number or get on Skype, and then we can take your live calls while you're listening to the show. And I've managed to figure out a way to do it so people can listen, and it won't cut back on the quality of our recording because of how I have it set up. Because the last time we did it, it was okay, but it was really not ideal. So, keep in tune to the site, and we're going to have the posts and all going, whatever. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. There's one other piece of news. Oh, I do want to say, if you know of a comic who... Well, let's Witchy Bunny say that.
If you know of a comic that has recently hit an X-100th strip or has been updating for X years, let us know at webcomicbeacon@gmail.com.
And just to mention a couple of sites this week... recently, American Gothic Daily has hit 200 strips, and also the webcomic Girly has hit 5 years. So,
congratulations on your milestones.
And you can check them out at americangothic.comicgenesis.com and also at girly.com. That's girly with two extra Y's .com. I guess I don't have this in the show anymore, but thanks again to Witchy Bunny of HiddenDisguises.com for being our announcer. What's next? Oh, yes, I got it. I mentioned Jenny Everywhere a few times on the show. In the future, we are planning to have a Jenny Everywhere episode in which we are trying to get some Jenny Everywhere creators on the show to talk shop. I cannot say who's confirmed right now. because we still are trying to pin down a certain date which we can get online together. But I do want to mention a Jenny Everywhere project that's going to be starting in the next couple of days. I'll go ahead and date it and say it's going to be April 7th. It's going to be the launch of Benj Christensen's Jenny Everywhere Chronicles. Now, Benj was the guy who did the webcomic of Jenny Everywhere called Infinity Apartment, in which it was Jenny Everywhere with basically a multidimensional type of apartment. But he's learned from what he did with that one, and he says this is what he really wants to do with it, and he's going to start full on with Jenny Everywhere Chronicles at bjccreations.com/Jenny, and we'll get that in the show notes as well so you guys can check it out on Monday. Should be really interesting. It says, the Jenny Everywhere Chronicles attempts to tell a story as vast as the multiverse itself, centered on the conflict between Jenny and her arch-nemesis, the Chaos. The series will delve into previously unexplored aspects of the Shifter's past, present, and future, as well as to help define what it truly means to be everywhere. So that's what he says. And so, yeah, check that out. And I think we're good, except for, of course, everyone, as usual, can go to stripfight.org to check out the latest strip fights that they're having over there. Last week was round
Easter egg.
Yeah, round 150 Easter egg, and there's some really good submissions there. I really like that
one. Wait a minute.
Well, we're recording really early in the week. The one that's being voted on right now is round 151, which is Three Witches, which, you know, there are some really good ones in there as well. And because, you know, they always start their next things like 2 days after our show airs. So the next theme, round 152, is going to be, the theme is the root of all evil. So get your strips into stripfight.org. And again, I suggest more than one panel. More than one panel. Because one panel does not technically constitute as a quote-unquote strip. So, anyway, that is all for the Beacon. This has been Fess.
And this is Tanya.
And Aaron.
See you later.
Bye.
That's all for the Beacon. Be sure to tune in next week.
You have to remember that I'm a little less female than most.
You have a penis?
Dun, dun, dun.
It's a mental... I have a mental penis.
Oh,
no one's listening to this, right?